Welcome to Let's Do It Radio, sponsored by DoItAllInTheMall.com. If this is your first time listening, you are in for a treat. Today is Tuesday, March 23rd, 2021. This is your hostess, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Aku Designs, broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, and guest speaker is Savitri Crenshaw, investment specialist out of Washington, D.C., via Atlanta, on Think Wealth, Let's Prosper, on the topic of asset protection. Do It All in the Mall has been in business for over 13 years and is a secure 24/7 online shopping mall of over 5,000 stores for all your needs. You can shop while listening to entertainment anywhere you are. You can make a difference, not only nationwide, but worldwide. So take a tour and shop. So please Skype or join in the conversation at 845-241-9985 and get your questions answered as we welcome guest host Savitri Crenshaw, investment specialist, bringing wisdom on the topic of asset protection. And if you need more information, please contact Savitri under the carousel of Do It All in the Mall on the homepage for scheduling a free consultation or under the financial tab under Primerica after we hear from her. The commercials you hear on today's show, we do not have the rights to any of the music or the commercials. We're going to go ahead and bring in Savitri as we talk about auto and homeowners insurance. Welcome, Savitri. How are you doing today?
Hello. I am so glad to be here. How are you?
I am wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. In it all. How about yourself?
I'm great. Unbelievable.
Good. Good. Right, right. So we want to go ahead and start with our first topic.
Yeah, so our first the topic of the whole show is asset protection. I know that we have spoken about life insurance before, which is a way to protect our income. But as I reflect on the topic of investing, I found that it's often said to me that I can't do this because how do I protect our most precious asset, which is life insurance. So we're going to talk about some other assets that are important to us, which are auto insurance, homeowners insurance, because even though it's a law that we protect them, they're still important to us, you know, our vehicles and where we live. So the first thing is that I do not recommend having a high deductible like $1,000. Oh, my God. That is so much money. Like, that's so much money. Think about it. The average person, besides the stimulus that just came out, right, like prior to last week, right, the average person doesn't have $1,000 in their checking account right now. Forget a savings.
No, they
and
don't.
And so to have a huge deductible like that, when something happens, you're having
how you gonna
to
come
up
with
this
money?
Big amount. Yeah.
Exactly.
And so
I recommend
doing a deductible of $250. And the thing about it is what most people don't realize, the difference in your payment is usually insignificant with such a lower deductible. It's way easier to come up with $250 than it is $1,000.
Right. You can probably borrow
$250
from somebody more than you can $1,000.
And that's what I was thinking, too. Absolutely. Now, you may have to break that thing up in fives or something, you know, and ask for a cash out for $50. But, you know, you can get that much easier than trying to get $200, $300, $250 from one person. That's for sure.
Right. Because you can, like
but
you say, cash out at least $25. Hey, can you cash from 10 people? Or, you know, $100 from one person or something is so much easier to say, yo, bro, can I get $1,000 from you? A what? You
right.
Say, hey, Who is your sugar daddy today?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so that is so true. Now, for those who are already in position and already have fully funded, you know, your emergency fund, if you're in a position to go ahead and do that $1,000 to save that money that you would save by having a higher deductible, then of course, by all means, do it, you know, because your emergency fund is already funded. And then you can invest the difference with that. Now, one thing to be mindful, and I have to set a calendar reminder for myself as well, is that when you come to your homeowner's insurance, your home appreciates typically every year. And so be mindful as you're renewing it that you want to make sure that the coverage matches how much it would cost to rebuild the house. For example, if your coverage amount is at $250,000, but over the years your house has appraised at $300,000, well, they're going to build you a house for $250,000 because you didn't up your coverage.
Okay.
So be mindful of making sure that you adjust your coverages. Most people just kind of forget, but as your taxes are going up on the property because the property value has increased, we also have to do our due diligence and go ahead and increase for our coverage, okay?
Okay.
So that's the topic of homeowners insurance. Usually you have to renew it every year. Always make sure you're looking at the declaration page. And here's another thing. Like, you don't have to – a lot of people go with who they've had because they've always had them. That doesn't mean that that's the best for you. Everybody has toilet paper.
Okay.
But one ply don't work for a lot of
people.
You know, so – you got to be mindful and don't be afraid to shop around when it comes to that. Now, when it comes to auto insurance, right, and it's interesting
Before we go into auto insurance, I'm going to take a quick break and we're going to play a song, and then we'll come back right after that, after we play that song, okay?
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back.
Hey, so we're back, everybody. And so let's go ahead and jump right into auto insurance. And here's the thing. I know that we are so inundated with auto insurance commercials, right? I mean, Progressive, really, Geico. I mean, there's just so many. And they come often, right? But think about it. Like, when was the last time you actually shopped around for your auto insurance or even homeowners insurance? What if it only was $50 or $75 a month that you could save?
That'd be nice.
That small savings could go directly into a Roth IRA. In fact, I can use my financial calculator, and it's a few extra hundred thousands of dollars that would be padded onto your retirement if you did that over the next 20 years. Right. And so as a former teacher, I said, you know what? I have not been giving them homework assignments. And so we actually have a homework assignment now. And as a homework assignment, I challenge you, man, to call this number, and I'm going to give it to you and my discount code, okay? So the number is 877-855-8111. Okay, and the discount code is the letter E, the letter A, the letter V as in Victor, E2, E-A-V-E-2.
And what is this for?
Don't you know how back in the day, like way back, maybe about 10 years ago, Progressive used to do this commercial where they would show you their rate and then the rate of the top three competitors in your area, even if their rate wasn't the cheapest rate. Well, that's the same concept that this company does, but instead of the top three carriers, they shop around and it's the top 20 carriers. So they negotiate on your behalf, and it's their job if they want to get paid, right? So it's their job to find you the best rate for either auto insurance or homeowners insurance, or maybe if you need to bundle it. See, sometimes it may not always be best to bundle it, because just because somebody may specialize in auto insurance doesn't mean that they have the greatest rates in homeowners insurance, right? And so this 1-800 number will tell you which carriers are best for you right now in real time. All right. So once again, I dare you, right? Remember back in the day you say, I double dare you to see. Yep. To see how much money you could save. In fact, the biggest savers, I've already decided. I might have to go ahead and give out a prize, okay? So, hey, let's see who can save the most money, man, because you got to get just as excited about making money as you do about investing money.
Okay.
All right. So when it comes to auto insurance, it's the same ideology. You want to make sure that you don't have a crazy deductible. Make sure that here's another thing that I learned when I bought a luxury car way back when. Paying just an extra few more dollars for the rental coverage, you know, they say, oh, you can kind of get like $30 a day or something like that for a rental car. But when they charge it to the insurance, the rental car is like a very, very basic, very, very basic car.
Okay.
But if you pay just a few, it's usually between $2 to $4 more, then you can get the upgraded car at $60, $70 a car. Well, when you're used to driving a certain type of vehicle, you don't want to have to roll down your window.
Right.
You know, things like that. So think about things like that. Just those small things, because while you may not have to have a rental car, when you do need one, you do want to at least be comfortable because your car's in the shop or maybe even totaled, right? So those things also think about how much coverage you have with the medical part and personal liability, just all of those things, because state minimums ain't always best. Come on now. You can't be cheap all the time.
Right, right. Okay, so I heard that.
Just be mindful of that. Yeah, because unfortunately a lot of people have the state minimums and then they get into a situation and then they got to come out of pocket because their insurance wasn't, you know, up to par for what needed to happen. So just be more mindful of that and keeping it comfortable, right? You don't want to go crazy, but you do want to be comfortable as well.
And so can you give that number, that discount again?
Yeah, so the number is 877-855-8111. And then, of course, my name is Savitri Crenshaw. They usually ask, like, hey, how did you hear about us? And the discount code number that you need to give them is a code, and that code is E as in elephant, A as in apple, V as in Victor, E as in elephant, the number 2. So EAVE2.
Now, do you have to have a good driving record or anything like that? You could just get the discount or anything to that effect?
Nope. You just give them my code, name, and if they want to get paid, they have to find you the best rate, right? Because why else would you switch? Yeah, so it's their job to find you the best rate. The great thing is that they have a matrix system where it pulls all of the carriers up. Instead of you having to individually call Progressive, Geico, State Farm, Liberty, like all of these individually, they can just plug in. You call one number, give your information one time, they hit enter, and the computer shoots it back to them which carriers are best for you, for either auto, home, or the combination. And they also do renter's insurance as well, and boat, motorcycle, I mean all of it. So
hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, because I don't know, my internet I think is acting up, but see, that's nice and simple. Just hey, you do the work, get paid, and be done.
Absolutely,
correct?
And you just sit back. I've called, or you can do it online. You know, type it in, and you can schedule for them to call you back or whatnot. But, yep, let them work for their pay.
What you say? Let them work. Okay.
Absolutely. That's why they got hired. So let them do all the work instead of you calling all these different people, getting frustrated, trying to write down and take notes what this company said and this other company said, and then I have to pay a deposit. Look, you don't have to worry about none of that. Just call one number, and let's see how much money we can save you. And that's the difference. I think sometimes people may not switch because they're like, oh, well, I only save $30. Wait a minute. Oh, you save almost $400 a year, multiply that by 10 years, that's $4,000. If you had that in an investment, that could be 8 or 10, you know? So we have to think in terms of future dollars, what it would accumulate to, because we all, if we live, we're all going to drive for the next 10 years, 20, some of us 30 or 40, right? And so this is an expense that we're going to have for the rest of the time that we're able to drive. So why not take just a little bit more time in seeing if we have what we truly need and not overpaying for it.
Okay, and people come up with pretty good discounts and pretty good savings, correct?
Yeah, the average savings is about $700, $750 a month. So, but I like to tell people it ranges anywhere from like $50 a month to $75 a month. So a bill, right? It pays a bill.
Okay.
Or that savings, what I would suggest, goes into a Roth IRA. And we start padding up your retirement account, because who can ever have too much money when you're ready to retire? I don't think there's a such thing.
Okay. So, because I know that I'm with Geico, say for instance, and because of I'm not working and I got a reduction because I'm not driving, And so that helped. And then also your credit rating also helps. And that took me down. But it's like, I'm trying to get under $100. And they still got me up a little bit more than $100. Like, I'm trying to get down under $100 because I don't drive a whole lot, you know. And so, you know, just all these types of things should help you reduce your rate, correct?
Correct. Car insurance does have those factors in them, what your credit score is, what your driving record is, the neighborhood or zip code that you live in.
Right.
All of those things are factored.
Okay. Good, good, good. Well, we're going to play a couple of clips. First, want to hear the clip on Insurance 101 for personal auto coverages. And then we're going to have Insurance 101 for homeowners coverages. And then we'll be back after we hear those two clips.
Liability coverage, collision coverage, uninsured motorist, medical payments, but I just need car insurance. Purchasing car insurance seems simple enough, but when you really start shopping, it can feel overwhelming. Let's break down the four basic coverages of the standard personal auto policy. Liability coverage. Liability coverage provides you with the coverage you need in the event that you're at fault in an automobile accident. This coverage offers two types of protection: coverage for injuries to other people, and coverage for damage to someone else's property while you or a family member are operating any automobile. So, if you accidentally hit someone else's car and injure the other driver, your liability coverage would pay for not only the covered damages to their vehicle, but also for the medical expenses related to their injuries. And yes, I said their injuries, not your own, which leads us to our second coverage, medical payments coverage. Because liability coverage only provides coverage for injuries caused to the other people involved, you'll need medical payments coverage to help pay medical expenses related to injuries sustained by you or your passengers in an accident. This coverage comes into play no matter who is at fault. The third part of personal auto insurance is uninsured motorist coverage, or UM coverage. UM coverage protects you if you're involved in an accident with someone who breaks the law by not carrying their own auto liability insurance. It does this by helping pay for any medical expenses you incur as a result of getting hit by an uninsured driver. And although it may not sound fair, these types of accidents do happen. According to statistics, nearly 1 in 7 drivers on the road is uninsured, which makes protecting yourself an absolute necessity. In many states, you can also purchase additional protection called underinsured motorist coverage. Underinsured motorist coverage provides you with additional protection for when the other driver has insurance coverage, but just not enough to fully cover all of your medical expenses. By now, you may be wondering how you're going to pay for damages to your own car. That's where the fourth and final part of your auto policy comes into play, coverage for damage to your car, also known as physical damage coverage. It pays for direct and accidental loss to your vehicle. There are two parts to physical damage coverage: collision, for when your car impacts another vehicle or object or is upset, and other than collision, which covers almost any other type of direct accidental loss not excluded by your policy. As I said, the details of insurance can be confusing. This video is just a short overview of the four main parts of the standard auto insurance policy. To ask questions and learn more about the exclusions and limitations that may apply, be sure to contact your local independent insurance agent right away. Your home is your most valuable investment, so it only makes sense to protect that investment with insurance. While it sounds simple, homeowners insurance can create more questions than answers. Let's break down the coverages. The standard homeowners policy is divided into two sections: property coverages and liability coverages. Let's start by taking a closer look at Section 1, property coverages. Coverage A, dwelling, provides protection for your home and the structures attached to your home. Coverage B, other structures, covers the structures other than your home located on your property, such as a detached garage or shed. Coverage C, personal property, covers the contents of your home, such as furniture, appliances, clothing, and toys. Coverage D, loss of use, provides coverage for your additional living expenses when you have lost use of your home. For example, if you have to vacate your home due to damage from a covered loss, such as a fire or tornado, this coverage will pay for the additional cost of a hotel or other temporary living expenses you would not normally have until the damage to your home can be repaired. One important note about homeowners insurance, not all causes of loss are covered, such as floods. Homeowner policies are designed to provide coverage for exposures that most homeowners will incur. This helps to keep the cost of insurance affordable. Not everyone lives in an area where flooding is a risk. If you do, you might be able to purchase a separate policy to provide coverage, and your independent insurance agent can help with that. Now let's take a look at Section 2 of the homeowner's policy, liability coverage. Section 2 includes two coverages, personal liability and medical payments to others. Personal liability provides coverage when you are legally liable for bodily injury or property damage to others. It also covers injury or damages to others caused by any relative living with you. Let's say you're having a cookout and one of your guests is accidentally injured on your property. For example, they fall due to a broken step at your door. Your guest could decide to sue you for the injuries received because of your neglect. That's when your homeowner's policy's liability coverage would come into play to defend you against lawsuits and help pay for expenses associated with those lawsuits. The second liability coverage provided in your homeowner's policy is medical payments, which covers medical bills incurred by invited people who are injured on your property or as a result of your personal activities. Remember your injured cookout guests? Medical payments coverage would help cover the casts and stitches they received due to their injuries. We understand the details of insurance can be confusing. This video is just a short overview of the primary coverages provided by a standard homeowner's insurance policy. Just like every home is different, so is every insurance policy. The most important thing to remember is your policy should protect your needs. To ask questions and learn more about what coverages you need, contact your local independent insurance agent right away.
And welcome back. If anybody would like to call in at 845-241-9985 and talk to Savitri, please do, or you can call in or Skype if you have any questions. So far, we have covered auto and homeowners insurance and talking about a discount code of a good old discount code, really calling 877-855-8111. And the discount code for Savitri Crenshaw is E as in Everett, A as in Apple, B as in Victor, E as in Edward, 2. And you don't have to do anything. Give them your information, and they will work for you. And that's the best thing that I can say for you, because a lot of times we have to go in, call this person, call that person, call that person. So we will go into a commercial in just a moment. But we want to welcome back Ms. Crenshaw.
I started Crowd Cow because a friend of mine brought me some meat that he got from a little farm, and it tasted so much better than anything I'd ever had. So I thought, why can't we take all the little farms and put them online and make them accessible to everyone? Today, Crowd Cow works with the top 1% of all craft meat farms, so you can know your farmer and eat better meat.
We are back with Savitri Crenshaw, who has been talking to us about asset protection, and we so appreciate her. And we're going to be going into what is the difference between a will, a living will, and a living trust.
Okay. Well, I'm actually going to be talking about more so the importance of it, right?
Okay.
So first, let's think about this. How many times have you heard the horror stories of celebrities dying without a will?
So many times.
Absolutely. But as bad as that is, it's much worse if the same thing happens to your own family?
Okay.
So let's start with the basics.
Okay, let's do that.
So number one, because we're all taking notes and have paper and pen, right? I mean, those two videos, they were so good on giving the details of explaining like an auto insurance policy and a homeowner's insurance policy, right? I said, man, this is so good. I hope people are taking notes on it. So the first question is, do you have a will?
Hold on. Can I stop you right there? And if they didn't take notes, you can always go back and listen to the episode. Just go to Do It All in the Mall and then go to Let's Do It Radio or click on the link. And you can always replay the episode. They're going to be out there until we go away, whenever that is. So you're more than welcome to always go back and listen to these episodes so that if you do miss anything, you always have a guide to follow you. And this is some wonderful information because a lot of us don't have wills. Living, trust, living wills, or wills, or anybody. We have bills, we have wills.
I'm so about to post that on Facebook. Hey, thank you. We have bills, but we don't have wills. How about
that's right.
That? And that's so true.
That's,
like, so real talk, do you have a will? If yes, okay, well, when was the last time you updated it? And if you've gotten recently married or divorced, have you changed your beneficiaries? I have seen so many times people have passed for my clients. They've gotten divorced, didn't think about it, and they had old money at old companies, got a divorce, and that check went to their ex-husband or ex-spouse.
And that,
you know how mad the family was?
Yes.
Right.
You see it on television.
Because they didn't change their beneficiaries.
Right. Then you see it on television, on those movies and stuff. I can't believe he gave her that money. I can't believe.
Right.
Yes, because you didn't change it. You forgot to do this.
Yep.
You were so excited about getting married, so excited about getting divorced, you forgot to have everything in order. Okay, did I do this when
That's
I got
right.
divorced? Did I do this when I got married? So y'all listen out there because I know I got cousins, relatives, OXs, news, and this and that. So y'all be listening, okay? Listen to what
Yeah,
is
like
saying. She's trying to.
If you got
me.
Married or divorced, it goes either way. Have you changed your beneficiaries on all of your assets? Not just your retirement plans, but your checking accounts, your savings accounts. I mean, anything that's an asset that you want to leave to somebody, is it the proper beneficiary on it, right? Have you added children or grandchildren? Are they in, look at this, or out of the will, right? I remember so many times having people in and then out of the will, right? Oh, you acting funny,
right.
Oh, okay, let me fix this real quick.
For real.
Another thing that people don't think about is property. Like, have you purchased more property recently? Or have you sold property? So then you need to update it on that end. Has it been reflected in the will?
Okay, hold on. Stop right there. When you say purchase more property, so do you need to add people's names to it? Or what do you do? Or do you say, for instance, my name used to be Smith. And I got married, and now it's, you know, Jones. So do I need to change my information on that property, or what? So when you say that, can you explain a little bit?
Okay, so when I say purchase more property, I was thinking about me, right? Because a lot of these shows be about my life.
Okay, that's fine.
So,
that's good.
Like, I had one property, and then I purchased another one. Well, after I purchased the second house, I said, oh, my goodness, I need to update my will to reflect that I now have two properties. So Liam will get the first property. Baby Savitri will get the second property, right? And so with housing rates the way that they are, a lot of homeowners are actually purchasing an additional property. Okay, well, you got to update the will to reflect that. Who do you want this property to go to? What do you want it to be done? Are you going to sell it? Are you going to rent it out? Like, what wishes do you want surrounding that as well?
Okay.
And then also something, I had to have this conversation with a very, very close friend of mine as I was preparing for this talk show. And I asked her, because she's a single woman, like 55 years old, no children, not married. And so I said, I know I'm the closest person to you, but I don't know where your will is. Like, where is it located? Is it in a safe?
Right.
Okay, well, if it's in the safe, how am I getting the safe? I don't have the key, or what's the code?
Right.
Or, you know, like, so we have to be more mindful of that. We're so good at hiding things. But if nobody know that you hid something under something, 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 and don't know where the key
mattress.
Is, how are they supposed to know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Someone,
you know, I was thinking
about,
hey, we talking, let's talk. I was thinking about you when you said you had a storage unit and you were going to, I think this is one of the first shows, and you said you were going to have to tell your daughter, like, where the important documents were. Like, I remember stuff
right.
like that.
Yes.
And
yes.
so it's important. Yes, we may have a will, but who knows you have a will? Who knows the wishes
right.
in the will? Who have you spoken to about it?
Right, and then your
beneficiaries?
Is the beneficiaries, but no, the other information, like your stagnant, it just slipped my mind, I'm getting old. But say, for instance, you have life insurances, that's it, your life insurances. If they don't know where those are, they don't know they're the beneficiaries. I remember you saying that to me as well, correct?
Yep, yep, that is absolutely true. Yeah.
So, you know,
so
we need
somebody
to
has to know, like,
list.
You don't have to tell them the amount of anything or the details of who you leave and what to, but letting them know where it's located, you know, and then
correct.
I die, this is what happens. Like, I had to ask her those questions, and now we're kind of going into a living will, but I had to ask her, hey, I don't even know if something happened to you. And this is happening a lot with COVID, right? If something happens to you
right.
and you go in the hospital and it's going the other way, do you want to be kept on a ventilator or do we pull the plug? Like, these are important conversations that we necessarily don't want to have, but this is absolutely the time that we have to have them. Do you want to be buried
right.
or do you want to be cremated? Okay, where would you like to be buried? Like, trying to figure this stuff out after the person's gone is just makes no sense. Let's call it what it is. They're alive now. Ask them their wishes now. Get it down on paper now so that you're not scrambling when it happens. Because one thing for sure is it absolutely is going to happen. That's one thing we all have
right.
in common. We all know our birth date, but none of us know our death date. Yet we know it's coming. So why wait to prepare for it? And so as I'm talking to you guys, I'm talking to me too. I'm like, look, I want a decked out obituary. You see what I'm saying? Well, let me go ahead and get these pictures right now, you know, and put some of this stuff in here of what I want them to
right.
say about me. You know what I mean? It's
right.
already on a Google
right.
Drive. Here you go. Right? Don't be messing that. I'm going to
make
sure
there's
no commas, you know, and punctuations and spelling wrong.
There you go. Have
so
your obituary
that's
ready.
That's important. Yeah, you know. And here's the thing, because, and this is where I'll tell you my personal story. I told you it's like every topic is truly about my life, which is probably why I
right.
do this, to help people like myself. But don't be like my mom, you know. I know you heard me say that my mom passed away when I was 15 years old. And the thing about that is we kind of knew, we didn't know, but we had a feeling that she was going to go because she was told if you have another child, it's going to take you out. Well, my mom intentionally sought out to get pregnant. And so she passed 5 days after childbirth, but she said that she had a will, like most people do. And so here's the thing. You can't go to Staples and make up whatever type of will and think that that's a real will. Hello? That's not how it works. And so
right.
what happened was when that time came and I was sent to the house to go look for the will, I'm the one that found the will. Not only was it like on some piece of paper from a Staples kit, $19.99, okay, she didn't sign it. she initialed all these specific things, but when you turned it over to the back, she did not sign it. And if that ain't time I wish I knew how to.
You see what I'm saying?
We won't go
it
there.
It was unsigned.
La, 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 la.
Wow.
It was unsigned. And so let's talk about what happens when that happened. Well, what happened immediately is that because my mom and dad were no longer married, right?
Uh-huh.
No longer married.
Uh-huh.
And she had sole and full custody. That meant that my only parents, I had no parents. So my sister and I, paperwork came from orphans court. Immediately, we became orphans in the wards of the state. Immediately. Immediately.
And how old were you?
My 15 and my sister was 13. And immediately, the house that my mom had just purchased in April, she passed in May around Memorial Day. Well, actually, on Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. But when she passed, immediately, because my brother's father wanted a cut of the house, we had to sell the house, even though
goodness.
We had only been there 1 month. And so the house went back on the market and had to be split three ways, even though my mom, on her little Staples kit,
paper,
Vitria and her get the house. And she initialed that. She wanted my sister and I to have the house, but that's not what happened. My brother's father said, nope, that's her child too. It needs to be split three ways, not two.
And so that's what
happened. And then become the process of dividing assets, which meant probate, because he didn't have no mama either. So it's like,
wow.
You want to make sure that you're, oh yeah, I'm a whole book. I'm just a whole book. But you want to make sure that that don't happen to you and your family. I have seen what it looks like for people to fight over, the china set and the dining room table and the flat screen TV and, the, oh, man, what? I've seen it at a very young age.
Yes. And it's just
and
assets.
So I made the decision
stuff.
Then. Yeah, man, that look, that won't be me. Like, they not going to be fighting over my stuff. I'm going to make sure that I had things in order. And so at a young age, when I first came into, you know, assets, I made sure that
uh-huh.
I got a will in place. And one of the ways that I did do that, I'm sure everybody has, like, heard of this company before, but I did it through Prepaid Legal, right? Making sure that I always had a lawyer or retainer. And with that service comes a free will that you can update all the time. And they not only do a will, but they get it registered with the court.
Mm.
That's the key. It has to be registered with the court or it doesn't hold up in court. That's why your Staples kit for a will
didn't work.
No, it didn't work. But that house went on the market so fast, got sold, and everything else was divided by three, not by two. She was very specific on what she wanted Donovan to have, very specific on what she wanted me to have, my sister to have, like laid it all out in the will, and none of that happened because it wasn't signed, wasn't registered with the court, divided everything by three, next case, done.
just like you were nothing.
Done. Mm. The only advantage that came out of that is that for school, I got more money since I was independent and I didn't have to live on campus because I was independent.
You're so funny.
And I didn't have to live on campus my freshman year or anything because I was independent and I was filing my own taxes and everything. I was a true adult.
At that early age.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so tell the listening audience how long you've been doing what you've been doing.
I actually started as a marketing intern in undergrad, so this will be 16 years. I was reflecting on that the other day, like, oh, my God, all of my
mm-hmm.
adulthood life I've been doing this. Like, I've had some years where I went into the classroom because, I mean, I just love teaching. So my two passions have always been teaching math, which turned into teaching money because money is math.
Right.
Yeah.
ever since, I mean, this was my internship. We needed an internship to graduate, and Primerica became my internship, and I kept it my entire senior year, and then I moved on from there, became a vice president first at the age of 25, actually became a vice president, but knew that I was not ready. I had enough insight to know, Savitri, you are only 25. You are not ready.
But that's okay.
To be a VP. And that's what I said. I said I needed to go get more work experience and know how to build teams and build capacity and build leaders and things like that. And so I went back to school and through that process, instead of getting an MBA, I got a master's in leadership to help me build up that area and started doing teacher things and became a teacher leader and went into admin because I needed to know how to coach adults. See, students are one thing, but adults are a whole nother thing, right? And
that's
so
true.
Needed to
that's
gain
true.
That experience. And when I did that, I came, you know, ready to go back to Primerica 14 months from scratch, was able to become a vice president again. And so it's like, look, experience is just what it is. You can decide whether, like the saying goes, you can take lemon and it could be lemon, or you can put some sugar in that thing, docker it up and it'd be lemonade, drop a few strawberries.
There you
in
go.
It. Hey, put an orange
you
slice.
Go.
You see what I'm saying? So
hello.
I think a lot
or
of people
put some
are,
honey to it.
Yeah, actually, I started doing honey, and then actually my father, when he makes lemonade, he does brown sugar now. I said, oh, my
yes.
God. It is such a difference. It's a little sweeter, and so you just use ice, you know.
There
but
you go, that part.
Like, yeah, you know, because I can't be getting no diabetes now. But
no.
It's like, look, everybody has a story. So what? Go make something out of it. Like, so what? No one cares. They're going to say, oh, and they're going to be like, oh, I'm glad it's not me. And they're going to keep it moving. So you got to go live your life and fight for your family, because nobody's going to fight harder for yours than you, because they're
you. That's right. That's right. That
and that's
right.
What I can focus on.
So
you know, when I get in position that I, to my level of position that I feel I should be at, then, hey, I do know that a book will come for sure.
Right.
Because I do have a lot to say, and I think that people need to hear a story that, look, you can do it and you can survive. I did it, so can you. So what's your excuse? I think that's a great name. Let me write that down. I did it, so can you. What's your excuse? Mark this date right
that's
now.
That's okay. That's,
I did
that's
it.
That's okay.
So can you. What's your excuse? I love that title right there, you know.
There you go. There you go.
Hey, so thank you for that, because it just dropped in my spirit on your show.
That's okay. That hey, we got to start somewhere. So let's see if we can't play this clip about what is the difference between a will, a living will, and a living trust.
Money, 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 money. Money, 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 money
Hello again, everybody. I'm Neil Shaw from the law firm of Shaw & Associates PC, a law firm dedicated to protecting your family, your business, and your legacy. I literally just got out of a client appointment, which is why I'm in the car right now. And I got this question for what I feel like is the thousandth time, so I figured what better thing to do than just record a video to let everybody know the answer to this question. I think these three documents are confused so often because they sound very similar. So what's the difference between a will, a living will, and a living trust? So one at a time. A will, also called a last will and testament, is a document which provides that when I pass away, this is where my stuff should go. It's about your assets. It also appoints an executor, the person who's responsible for distributing all those assets. It may also provide for guardians for minor children. So this is all the will, but the last will and testament. A living will, which sounds very similar to a last will, has nothing to do with your assets. A living will is basically a document that says if I'm ever in a vegetative state, or if I'm under in a coma, or if I'm facing some illness and it doesn't look like I'm going to pull through, a living will is also called an advanced healthcare directive, is a document that allows somebody to withhold that treatment, more crudely referred to as pulling the plug. So that living will is more of a healthcare document. The last will and testament has to do with your assets and who gets what. So that is your last will and testament and your living will. Entering from left field, this third document is your living trust. And what's a living trust? Well, a living trust has to do with your assets as well. And a living trust is a document that's signed, and it basically creates a receptacle. And what you do with the living trust is you transfer your assets to it today so that when you pass away, there is no court process, there is no probate, there is no executor for those assets. So a living trust is more of a contract between the trustee and the person who sets up the trust. So those, there you have it. You have these three documents, the last will and testament, the living will, and the living trust. I hope this helps clarify. Obviously, you always have the option to give us a call if you want any further answers. Again, I'm Neil Shaw from the law firm of Shaw & Associates, a law firm dedicated to protecting your family, your business, and your legacy. Thanks, and have a great day.
You've worked hard. You've got a great life to show for it. And you've set money for your retirement. But sometimes, life happens. You get in an accident or develop an illness that makes it impossible for you to care for yourself for an extended period of time. And then what? Who would take care of you? And how would you pay for that care? Wouldn't you like to know? You can, with long-term care insurance. Having long-term care insurance means that you can get the high-quality care you need in the setting of your choice. Maintain your independence and relieve the financial and caregiving burdens from your family. Most people don't realize that there's a 70% chance you will need some type of long-term care after 65, and it can be expensive. A home health aide costs around $20 per hour. That's like hiring a full-time employee at $42,000 a year. And a private nursing home can range from $80,000 to $100,000 a year. Unfortunately, many people think their health insurance or a government program will pay for that. But for the most part, that's just not true. Health insurance typically just pays for doctor and hospital bills. Medicare only covers short-term skilled nursing home care. And Medicaid only pays for your care if your assets are very limited. That means you'll most likely be paying for care from your savings or retirement fund. And that can go fast. Avoid this with long-term care insurance, which can help protect your retirement nest egg. And don't put it off. A good time to purchase long-term care insurance is when you're in your 40s or 50s, when premiums are affordable and your health is good. You may be able to buy long-term care insurance through your employer, an association, or membership group. Or, because everyone's needs are different, you can sit down with an agent to ensure you get a plan that works best for your needs and budget. You have dreams of living a full life. Don't risk spending your money on anything else. Life happens. That's why there's long-term care insurance. Learn more today at lifehappens.org.
And welcome back to Think Wealth, Let's Prosper on the topic of asset protection. and with our guest speaker, Savitri Crenshaw, out of Atlanta, Georgia, Washington, D.C. So if you want to join in the conversation, please do. And now we're going into something that some of us don't really want to talk about, but it's long-term care. Go ahead, Savitri. Welcome back.
Okay. Well, I really like that video as well because he hit it right on the head. I mean, if you got sick and can no longer take care of yourself, what is the game plan then? Like, are you going to go into a nursing home? Are you going to stay in your home? Is it going to be a hospital facility? But more important, like, who knows this plan? Once again, the same thing with the will. A lot of people don't actually want to go into a nursing facility at all. But if you don't have assets, that's a huge, huge issue. Like he said, if you want one of those government programs, the law says that they have to spend your money down to $2,500. And so that's why long-term care provides a blanket, as we say, around your assets so that the state and everybody else doesn't come to attack your assets. Here's another thing I want to throw out there. If you haven't seen the movie I Care Too Much, I highly recommend that you see it because it is a true example of what happens when no one's watching. If you are a single woman with no kids, for example, no spouse, what does happen to you, right? Who will truly take care of your assets? And if you don't have anybody in place and something does happen to you, the state will absolutely appoint you somebody that may not necessarily have your best interest at heart. And so that's why it's critically important, as he said, when you're in your 40s or your 50s, that's the time that you want to consider getting long-term care insurance because you want to get it before you get sick, while you're still healthy, and while it's still affordable.
And can, okay, I know we touched on this before, and as you had stated that, you know, when we have long-term care through our job, it goes away, correct? When we leave or
life insurance. So long-term care is something completely different. Long-term care is something that's an additional expense. It typically costs a little bit more than life insurance because it's a blanket, as I said, of protection around your assets. So what happens is you can get like long-term care insurance and you can get like $200,000, for example. And what it does is it will start inching away at that $200,000 when you go into a nursing home, when you had to have specialized care at your house, when you had to go here, when you had to do this. And it starts inching away off that $200,000, and it will spend down that money because that's your pot of money versus attacking your retirement account and your checking account and your savings account because they got to get paid. So I'd much rather me have a long-term care policy and you spend through the $200,000, $100,000, and $300,000, however you kind of set it up, and they attack that money first before they start trying to come after your assets and tell you to sell your house to pay this medical bill, sell your house and you going into a nursing facility, things like that.
And so how much do you recommend for, you know, for a long-term care policy?
Well, see, here's the challenge. Every person is different because it still is insurance, and so it's based on a person's age and your health. So everybody is different when it comes to that. Not only that, everybody's asset situation is different. Some people don't have, you know, a lot of assets, and if you don't, then you may not need a long-term care policy. But if you're somebody who might have multiple properties, who might have, you know, a few hundred thousand, you know, through your retirement, you have some assets, then you absolutely want to consider protecting it.
Okay. And you may need to make sure that those assets are put in the proper person's name and they get the information. So,
absolutely.
So
that's the biggest thing that I see that people do not tell anybody about their stuff. They're so private, but then they die. Nobody knew that you had all these different types of policies.
Right. Until the lawyer gets involved and they call all this big old meeting, if that's the truth, and get everybody together and says, oh, you got a penny from, you know, your grandmother, you got the dog and you got the parakeet and so on and so forth. But you, Sally Sue, you get to take care of granny's assets, and you, so you have to pay all the bills. So,
So that movie talks about that, and what happens is if you don't have anybody in place, an executor over your assets, and they assign somebody, well, of course, they got to get paid, so they're not going to pay themselves $10 an hour, you know? So
you just got to be
very mindful of that and making sure that you have your stuff
Everything's in place.
I mean, absolutely. Once again, nobody's going to care more about your family than you. And so it's our responsibility to protect them, and that also means protecting their legacy and their assets that come along with that.
Mm-hmm. So would you recommend
Okay. You know, I have a lot of people when I do life insurance, for example, and they say, well, I don't know about having my children as a beneficiary because they are under 18 and they're not going to get the money until they're 18. Mm-hmm. And so I'm an example of that. And then you have my brother, who I talked about, is another example, right? So my mom passed, the life insurance money didn't turn over to me until I was 18. On the other end, you have my brother. We had to sell the house, divide it three ways, divide up all these assets three ways. And so because it was his father as the guarantee executor over his estate, by the time my brother turned 18, he was going to a community college because his father has spent through $800,000 over almost a two-decade period, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
Versus myself, who could not touch the money until I was 18. So then that insurance money went to pay for myself and my sister's college, and we came out of college debt-free. Right? Two very different stories in the same scenario, but it's the same scenario. And I think that sometimes people miss that. And I remember not talking to my older half-sister for almost 7 years because she had took money out of my younger sister's account and bought land and did this and did all this stuff, right? So you just never know what somebody's going to do when they have access to your kid's money. So you may want to consider protecting it.
Yeah, and
because if they sit in there and they got their own kids and their kids need shoes, but you provided for your kids to have different types of monies and Social Security monies coming in on top of that, they may not see the harm in doing a transfer so that everybody got new shoes instead of just your kids getting new shoes, your kids going to private school while their kids go to public. And that's why it's very important, and I try to tell my clients, hey, I remember I sat down with a couple, and they told me that, hey, well, we're going to set up a trust, blah, 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 and we're going to name such and such over top of it. I immediately said, hey, listen, you don't have to take my advice, but I would not put that person over top of all this money. They're also my client. You know what I mean? Like, I personally wouldn't do that. You ask my personal opinion, I personally would not do that. You know, so you really have to think about the character of people, the integrity of them. Oh, well, if this person is in a bind financially, well, what they going to do if they keep seeing a few hundred thousand sitting in this account over here? You think they not going to nibble a little bit?
A whole lot of
it. Because they need something? Oh, yo, it's a whole lot, for sure. And I've seen it, because once again, all these stories are my own. You know, so laugh to keep from crying. But, like, I literally have lived all of these different scenarios that we talk about. And so that's why I try to just provide a little bit of insight and let people know, hey, I've seen it go this way, but I've also seen it go this way. So just be mindful of who you're choosing, if you're deciding to give children access to assets. Like, even in my own will, I don't have my children getting all this stuff at 18. Oh, no, 18, 21, or graduation from college, 25, okay, 30. You know, like, you're not getting all of this at 21 because they may do, or 18, what my younger sister did. She's had now eight. You heard me, eight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 8 vehicles. 8.
8.
I don't.
Goodness.
Hello. 8. 8.
My goodness.
So it's like you got to protect money, and sometimes you got to protect them from themselves.
Their own self. Right.
Yeah.
Wow. See, because a lot of times the young kids, they see money and they see dollar signs. It's like, oh, I'm going to get this. And, you know, they don't invest it unless you have somebody like you, you know.
Actually, how many phone calls I've gotten since people got this STEMI money? Okay. Like what? When people aren't used to having money, and none is correct.
Mm-hmm.
When people are not used to having money, and you go give them $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $7,000, and then they get their tax income also. That's a problem.
They don't.
You see it all on Facebook. Okay. You see it all on Facebook where they're spending it: bags, lashes, hair, shoes, and a trip.
And you said that you watch Facebook because of your clients. You said, now, Sally.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, you know you don't need those lashes.
Absolutely.
You don't need that hair.
Oh, I sent out some messages, so I have a 9 o'clock appointment with one of them. Like, yo, I just saw you do this. Oh, clearly you got $50 to set up. So she going to set up $100 a month for an hour. Right. Okay, thank you, ma'am. You know, because it's just ridiculous. Like, you have the money.
Right, and somebody like you who takes care of their clients should be appreciated because, you know, they go hog wild because they are under the COVID, you know, and haven't had or looked nice for a while. But that's okay. If you haven't had it in this whole time and then you get it, why don't you save it? Because you may not have that opportunity again to get this amount of money. So be thinking about the future.
You know, I think sometimes, unfortunately, it's a cultural thing. Like, we know it's a fact that we can see our counterpartners and they'll dress in non-label clothes and wear the same thing and have on basic tennis shoes. But yet they spend on a couple hundred thousand. You know, they become millionaires by age 50 while we're wearing everything. Like, I saw one of my agents post something, and she had on Gucci shoes, a belt, and this. I text her butt so daggone fast. I was pissed. Like, oh, so you're going to just wear your ass out. That's what we do now. Like, who's going to listen to you about money when you're wearing your ass out? Get out of here. I wear flip-flops or my same pair of tennis shoes I've been wearing for 2.5 years. I probably should get a new pair, but I just am so cheap, I swear. So it's like, I don't understand it. I just don't understand it. But see, we have to make choices on where we put our money.
Exactly. Because, I mean, the money's not growing on trees, so we got to think. People, you guys out there listening, think. Because I know I have some cousins and some relatives and other people out there listening, so y'all think. I know I have intelligent cousins, but some people who aren't thinking about tomorrow, you're not thinking about the future of your children. Think about what you're going to do with your money and make sure you put it in a proper place, in IRA, Roth, long-term care, some type of care, get a will, get a living trust. Get it before you spend it because it may not come around again. It just may not. Go ahead, Savitri. I'm just trying. I just, ooh-wee. That's all I can say.
You are right on point, but we can't want it for them. You can only take them to it. We can't force them to drink, you know. So for who is meant to reach, it will reach. And that's always one of our prayers with the Holy Spirit. And so, hey, you can only help those who first want to help themselves. That's it.
Right. And does Liam have any words for us tonight?
Liam, did you want to say anything? Of course, wait. What are you going to say?
Liam is Savitri's son. How old is Liam, Savitri?
Liam is 4. He's about to be 5. Oh, Lord. Here we go.
Okay.
Hold on.
All right. And I'm just going to. How are you doing, sweetheart? You doing good tonight?
Yeah.
Good. You were so eloquent the last time you had spoken to us. I just wanted to hear if you had any words of wisdom for us as far as saving money or as far as wealth or anything. What did he say?
Hello?
Hello?
I'm sorry. He gave it back to me. He said, can I go back?
Okay. The last time, just give us a brief synopsis of what he said the last time, Dimitri.
Oh, you didn't ask him? You asked him what he wanted to be with?
I did, but he gave it back to you, so.
Liam, come here.
Oh, yeah.
The answer did not change, I assure you. That's for sure. Come over here on this side. She asked you a question. She said, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a business owner.
Okay, and you and your mommy already has everything set up for you so you could be that business owner, correct?
Nope. She needs to bring with the paint on it, and then I will become stunned. I will take those houses and throw them on the ground until they smash the pot.
The last time we already have a card, a credit card. Excuse me?
Beep, 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 beep.
All right, give me the phone.
All right.
Hello.
Thank you, Liam. But he is already set up for business. He wants to be a business owner. Now, how many people that age wants to know what they want to be when they grow up? Not many of us. But his mother has been teaching him well at an early age. As he said, she had a credit card or debit card for him, and he even knows what his own debit card looks like. Okay, so
yeah, we used it yesterday because he has this little friend apparently. Taylor is her name, and for a week he told me that he wanted to buy her a gift, an Elsa gift. I guess she had cried at daycare or something, and he knew that that would make her happy. So I just ignored it for a week, and then yesterday he mentioned the gift, like, no, mommy, like, I have money, I want to buy Taylor gift. Go on to Amazon. So we logged on to Amazon, and we got her a little Elsa thing that's a wand, blah, 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 and it comes on Thursday. So, look, he is fully aware that he has money. We check when I go over accounts. I bring him to me, and we go over the accounts and everything, and he knows. Like, he knows. Or, like, when this weekend we went to see the drive-in dinosaur thing, and he wanted the dino bag. I said, Liam, the dino bag is $35. And he said, Mommy, I want it. Okay, well, here's your check card. Give it to the people, and you will pay for a $35 dino bag, you know. The good thing is it did have, like, a lot of toys in it, and they gave him a shirt and a bag, and he's been playing with that dinosaur toy every night. So, hey, get your money's worth.
But the thing is, he's so selfless. I mean, he thought about his friend and wanted to get her something. That's what I thought was sweet. You know, at an early age, you know, usually kids only think about themselves. But when he saw how distraught his friend was, I thought that was the sweetest thing. But I just really appreciate you bringing to us asset protection. It's been a wonderful evening. You've taught us again a lot, and everybody, you can always go back to the episodes and listen to them. And so we're going to go to a commercial break, and then we're gonna close out. Do you have any other words you'd like to say before we close out, Dimitri?
Or
do
no,
you have,
thank
do
you,
you
so much
no
for having
talk
me.
About next time? Of course.
Yes,
of course.
Budgeting.
Budgeting
is the next level. Yeah, so I've been really doing a series on how to build a strong financial house, and so budgeting is the next level to that. So we'll be talking about that as well as probably debt management. We can do both.
Okay, budgeting and debt management. Okay, I'm putting that in here today. Budgeting. All right. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Thank you for our listeners who have been listening to us. And budgeting and debt management. Savitri?
Feel free to call in with your comments and questions at 834-241-9985. Once again, feel free to call in with your comments and questions. That number is 834-241-9985.
Thank you all so much. You have been listening to Let's Do It Radio, found on the home page, as well as past shows on doitallinthemall.com. A special thanks to our guest speaker, Savitri Crenshaw, investment specialist on Think Wealth, Let's Prosper, with tonight's topic, asset protection, and to our Do It All in the Mall worldwide listeners. And as Savitri had said, we look forward to you all joining us in a couple of weeks. On the topic of Think Well, Let's Prosper on budgeting and debt management. So go ahead and leave your comments on these shows and tell us if you like them, thumbs up, thumbs down, what you may want to hear. Tomorrow we have Why Does Love Hurt? With Stephanie Crenshaw, same time, 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern. And you can visit the homepage of Do It All in the Mall under Let's Do It Radio, where you will find all of our speakers and entrepreneurs, and you can listen to past shows, as I said before, at your leisure while shopping in the mall, a secure 24/7 online shopping mall, which has been in business for over 13 years, and it provides over 5,000 of your favorite stores. You can shop for anything you need and listen to entertainment all in the comfort of wherever you may be. And as you shop through the mall, the more funds we build up and the commission is earned on qualified purchases going back into your communities where your money matters. You can change lives and make lives matter while making a difference nationwide and worldwide. So make Do It All in the Mall your shopping headquarters. And yes, we take donations. They're welcome just as well. And you can go to donate button on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall and click and make your donation. And you can contact us if you'd like to be on Let's Do It Radio or have a topic for discussion or maybe even want to advertise your business if you have a business. And you can send us an email to doitallinthemall@yahoo.com or complete the contact us information on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. And, of course, the old-fashioned way works as well. And you can call us by dialing 509-406-20 or 813-900-791. Please Skype or tune in or listen or talk to us at 845-241-9985, Tuesdays through Fridays, during our normal times of 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Eastern. Tuesdays, we have retired teacher Janice Schwartz, Keeping History Alive, alternating on Tuesdays with this evening, which we had Savitri Crenshaw, our investment specialist. And Wednesdays, we have Bible study, and our teacher for the evening is Reverend Carolyn McCullough, and she alternates with Stephanie Lott Whitfield with Why Does Love Hurt, who Stephanie will be with us tomorrow on Does Purity Matter? And the next is Thursdays, hanging out with Sergeant Parks and Keeping It Real with Black People. He's very interesting. He's always, like, up to date on topics and what have you. Fridays, we have Perry Whaley, Vitiligo Man of Action. He's out of Atlanta, and it's Vibing with Vitiligo. And Sunday service, we have our guest speakers on Monday. On the first Sunday, we have Reverend Carolyn McCullough. The second Sunday, we have Dr. Ralph Steele. The third Sunday, we have Reverend Carolyn Williamson, and on the fourth Sundays, we have Reverend Ronnie Marshall. So please share this information with everyone on social media, word of mouth, any way, call them up, say, hey, I'm getting ready to listen too. But the bigger the crowd, the more we can do for your communities. And so we are going to close out with hopefully a song by maybe Junior Mafia or Money, 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 Money by the OJs. So once again, thank you for listening to Let's Do It Radio, sponsored by Do It All in the Mall. And this has been your hostess for the evening, Miss Inez of Anais Falco Design. And you can shop through my website as well, www.anaisfalcodesigns.com. And I am broadcasting to you out of Tampa, Florida, with our guest speakers, Beatrice Crenshaw from D.C. via Atlanta. So please have a blessed night, and please be safe, be yourself, but most of all, do it all in the mall. Have a wonderful evening, and again, thank you for listening and being part of our show.
Feel free to call in with your comments and questions at 834-241-9985. Once again, feel free to call in with your comments and questions. That number is 834-241-9985.
Here we are, a nation divided. Red, blue, 16% undecided. But 2020 had us shook, so we gave the world another look and saw a future of differences celebrated. Every voice heard and advocated, where everyone can show their pride, because love should never have to hide. There's a world of possibilities that can't exist with you versus me. It will take work, that's indisputable, but oh man, it could be beautiful, this world where we are we.
Products you hear at Let's Do It Radio can be found on the website at doitallinthemall.com on our homepage, and be sure to use the menu bar and click on stores and visit over 5,000 stores to shop in the comfort of your own home. So let's go shopping.